This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone. I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy. Bahumia.
I miss this place.
Here with Jake Hurwitz, Caldwell Tanner, and Emily Axford.
If we don't meet like a half-orc shaman who says Bahumia, I will riot.
The people will riot.
A one-woman riot.
Yeah. So only a couple weeks in, but we're already talking about rioting.
The fate of Bahumia rests in your hands.
Murph's just going to like whip up a shaman, but they sound like a real wiener.
I know you asked this, but I really want there to be a really deep bassy drum. Like,
ba-doom. Yeah.
Bahumia.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Avatar opening.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So, guys, let's do a little recap. Last week, you improvised some zip line.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
We should have
stuck around there and like hosted some tours.
Yeah.
Trying to make a little cash.
You did barely make it across, to be fair. You guys had to scoot.
But that's just we're heavy. The ropes were good. We should open that shit up for the jamboree. When we free these kids,
make
we're
a
taking
zip
them.
Line?
Yeah. A jamboree featuring zip lining across quicksand.
So you guys made an improvised zip line, got across the quicksand, made it to the other side, picked up the Bullywug's tracks, and you guys found the Bullywug camp. Mm-hmm. There was a lone guard standing next to an improvised gong. Rather than sneak up on him, Beverly took it upon himself to try to trick him with a Bullywug mating call.
He, you know, in his defense, he didn't take it upon himself. We were kind of all really on board with that.
There was a six-minute conversation.
I was proud of my knowledge, and I got a little too confident. You know?
The Bullywug heard this fake call, just heard a boy yelling in the woods, and he hit the gong, alerting the camp.
In my defense, I thought that the gong was for, like, ritualistic purposes, not a warning gong.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Turns out, if you guys thought that they might ring a bell,
turns out warning gongs and ritual gongs, same gong.
True. You're right. They probably
wouldn't you believe Bullywugs it? And killed all the kids.
Yeah, we also established that Bullywugs do have big human teeth.
Oh yeah,
big human teeth and
a beautiful smile
and strong family ties.
A rich history.
Moonshine is feeling very conflicted. Mm-hmm. She's got a Fast and the Furious level commitment to family, and she does not know.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful
what she just slaughtered.
Patchwork family tradition down the Bullywug slot.
So this one Bullywug sounded the gong. Seven Bullywugs went into the swamp to look for you guys. Hard One and Moonshine climbed up a tree, and Beverly rolled a one and fell face first into the mud. Mm-hmm. So they put their spears to him Ewok style and started to take him away. But Hard One and Moonshine descended from the trees, and with the help of Beverly, they were able to kill all seven of the Bullywugs. But then, rather than running away or regrouping, they decided to hide closer to the camp, at the mouth of the camp. So we left our heroes face to face.
If we had rolled well,
it
would have been dope.
Like a pincer attack. It would have been super good.
We've spied the Bullywog King.
Yeah.
Donning the
you know it's
swampy
a good,
wood crown.
You know it's a good plan when you have to say it would have been super cool.
Yeah. If we didn't fuck up, it would have worked.
That's absolutely, absolutely true.
I would say that's probably going to end up being true more than once.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that's going to be a mantra.
So yeah, so you guys just made a ton of noise as you approached this camp. The bullywugs were already on high alert because the gong sounded again. Not a ritual gong.
I dropped my washboard, and every time I tried to pick it up, I just kept accidentally playing it.
Papa spazzing out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's
Papa's still hiding.
Papa's still hiding.
Yeah, I'm leaving him. He knows my scent.
Okay. Yeah. Papa's
good. Papa.
Good Papa. You stay.
So
tied him with the leash. The tree.
How close are the is the
like a
the
second girl with her dog?
The second entourage of bullywogs now.
So they spotted you guys. They're probably around 30 feet away.
Okay.
By the fire, they have spotted you. You see this big pot-bellied bullywug king with a crown and a little robe.
I'd love to disembowel that potbelly.
How much like Boss Nass from Star Wars Episode 2 does he look like?
We're going to get sued by George Lucas. That's how much he looks like Boss Nass.
Okay, Episode 1, though.
I can't describe him.
I can't describe him if I didn't.
Yep,
no,
there's
watch,
the cease and desist.
Watch Episode 1. It's a great film. Everyone loves it. So you guys...
The best one.
You guys need to roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so okay. We see there's only 7 bollywogs and the king by the fire? That's
there's 6
total?
Bollywogs
oh, so, 6
and
bollywogs.
The king. So 7 total.
Got it.
That is all you see right now.
Right.
Mm. Okay. I'm just putting it out there. I think we need to
What's everyone's HP at right now?
I'm in back
my
at full. I used my second.
Oh, great.
I used my second wind, so I'm 22.
He's decent, and I've got a little longer ass.
You're still the symbiotic entity?
Yeah, I've got a little longer as okay. a... fungal entity.
Bevy's working with 1 dime.
Okay.
I'm not at 1?
10.
Oh.
That's it.
1 dime?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to dead sprint back into the swamp.
All right, everybody. Hmm. Roll initiative.
All right.
Okay. It's going to be 15.
I got a 15 as well.
Okay. 17? Do I add anything?
You guys are so fucking lucky.
Wait, what?
You're so lucky.
That is a recurring theme.
I can't
always
believe
escaping by the skin
might,
of our
you
glorious
might not
bullywug
die.
Teeth.
I, for the record, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
I'm now going to roll for the king, but always, so far you guys have beaten the bullywugs.
Always a good. It's always a good sign when your DM says you deserve to die.
You know, if it wasn't a comedy podcast, that'd be a bad move for the DM.
Okay, how'd the king do?
King didn't do too great.
How did old Nos Bass
some king.
Do?
So, yeah, King Episode 1 fish. Did not roll well. You lucky bastards
right.
uh-huh. get to act first. Hard one.
Yes.
What do you do?
What do you guys, are we sprinting away?
I'd like to
are
run.
Are we,
yeah.
we're going
to
go
we
hide?
Run.
Denny
I think
style.
We should run.
I think
Scoutmaster
Denny
has rubbed off on us. Yeah, let's retreat just for a little bit, try to regroup and form a plan.
So you're going
to
do a dash action, run your speed into the swamp.
Yeah, but just so everybody knows, this is not cowardly, this is smart.
What do you say as you run away?
Yeah,
that's what I say.
And the king yells, "Have you no honor? This is the brave thing to do!" So you don't need to roll anything. What is your speed?
My speed is
30. Okay, so you can move 60 feet.
You're like a cheetah.
So which way are you going? Are you going back the way you came?
Could we try and lead them to the puddle and have them all fall in it?
They know this swamp better.
Yeah,
than
that's true.
Hard one. Where do you go?
Made that puddle.
I think we just go not back the way we came. They'll be able to follow our tracks, but we're gonna make new tracks.
You're going fast, man. The guys are coming for you. Which
other direction. Not
other direction.
Way we came.
Okay.
Brand new spot.
So you just
are
run
you
west.
Going towards the castle?
He just goes. You see him?
No, the castle's super far away.
Yeah,
it's not that far away. But you start running west.
Well, wait, we're running back. So
God
the castle.
Damn it! Where are you running?
We're running.
Tell me where you're fucking
fuck
running.
Fuck it! Towards the king.
Where are you actually running?
To the castle.
Okay,
run to the castle.
You start running. You start running west.
Yes. Mm.
That is you, Moonshine.
No, yeah. Oh, I also do. I run 35, so my speed is 35. So
okay.
I'm actually going to be 10 feet ahead of Hardwon at the end of this.
Okay.
And I just say, I point to Beverly and I say, "There's no sense in losing this youngin while we try to save the other youngin."
I agree.
Okay.
And I'm running. And Pawpaw is in the trees, scurrying to alongside
he's,
me.
How are
trees.
You alerting Pawpaw?
He knows.
You're
my
just
scent.
Yelling.
Oh, this got
to
be.
If you yell, Pawpaw will be able to track.
Yeah. I feel like you have a really weird whistle that you do.
A weird
the two little blades of glass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, I was kind of thinking that maybe I get like a little snot whistle in my nose, and that's how I call out to Pawpaw.
So high pitched.
So faint and high pitched.
Murph, my speed is 25.
Okay.
Am I going to be able to keep up?
You will be a little bit behind them, uh-huh. but you can take a full run action. You guys are all running west.
Yeah.
You're yelling, yeah. you're making a lot of noise.
Uh-huh.
Pawpaw scrambling through the swamp.
Are you rolling for Pawpaw?
I'm absolutely rolling
Why?
For Pawpaw.
They would never throw spears.
Because you left him by himself in
They would
the
never
woods.
Throw spears at him?
Pawpaw is...
Okay, whenever Pawpaw gets to me, I'm running and I'm holding my overalls out so that Pawpaw can leap yeah. from the tree into my bosom.
Pawpaw's going to try to meet up with you. The All Bullywugs...
Right. Oh my God, don't say try.
Pawpaw's going to meet up with us.
Yeah, that's better.
He's going to make it.
Let me see the range on this one spell. Okay. You guys,
Jesus Christ, they wouldn't cast a spell on a poor possum.
You guys are able to get away. You guys take
we
off.
We murdered people in front of their families.
Pawpaw's making
Have
the
you
ultimate.
No honor.
So you guys start running. Beverly is able to run a little bit faster than the Bullywugs. You guys are a decent amount faster than the Bullywugs.
I just want to run
until you stop seeing them.
Until yeah. we stop seeing
yeah,
them. I want to run, and then, like, before we even set up camp or anything, like, spy, like, wait, make sure that they're not behind us, tracking Great. Us.
Okay, so you guys run Maybe into the swamp. I'll, the Bullywugs these, follow you for
I
a
have
bit.
A question. Yes. I have a question. Can I use shape water to be, like, on the mud to be, like, fucking with our tracks?
No. So you.
So that's a no.
You
okay.
can't. That's just a flat no. So you guys run into the swamp. Pawpaw's you've got fine. These. You've got these Bullywugs chasing
Wait,
you.
Wait, Pawpaw met up with us?
Not yet, oh. Beverly.
Yeah,
you've got spears at your feet. You're barely getting away, but you guys do get far enough into the swamp. You guys are able to escape the Bullywugs, and
great. Let's see. We have learned no lessons.
Let's see what happens to our boy Pawpaw.
Oh my God, please. You fucking asshole!
Murph just covered the dice.
He has such an evil look in his eye.
So you guys wait 5 minutes.
No.
10 minutes.
No.
This is fucked up.
Wait, are we taking a rest while we do this?
Right around the 15-minute mark, a little possum scrambles.
Yeah! Oh my
Good
God!
Lord.
And he looks shook. He's scared.
I hold out my overalls, which obviously I've established. I've got a huge rack, and so he kind of like so
it's important
when
we
he
get that out
in,
at least once an episode.
And he snuggles in, and it's like it's so tight, like a baby Bjorn.
You see, for once he kind of calms down instantly. He's usually. Real crazy and erratic, but right now he's just like, I almost died.
Papa, what did you see? Okay, I didn't understand that. Honestly, I'm gonna come clean. I don't know what he's saying.
So we're safe for now. We've lost them for the time being. I guess we're about to find out.
Can I do a perception check to see if they're still coming?
Sure.
It's gonna be
that's a good roll.
17.
Yeah.
Bitch, no, that's going to be a 20.
Ooh. I just rolled a 20.
Yeah, what do I add to the perception?
Did you roll a nat 20?
I just rolled a nat 20.
good. So our good boy
God
Beverly.
Damn lucky.
I have my spyglass.
What is perception plus?
It's plus perception.
Just perception.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a, of course.
Okay.
Which I have zero.
Yeah.
So you guys are
You have zero perception?
I'm a big fucking bearded dude.
That makes sense.
You can't see past your beard?
Yeah, he has
I'm
such...
covered in hair.
Hard One has a lot of male confidence and has never truly thought about the world around him.
Okay, Murph, lay
Very
on
unaware.
Us. What do we see? What do we see? Give us the damage.
Yeah. You see Bullywugs sneaking through the bushes.
Well, we were expecting that.
How many?
You guys can see four.
Okay.
Two... heading to, like, the left of you guys to try to corner you on that side, mm-hmm. and two going to the other side. That's
Question.
What you're
doing
so far.
As long as they're chasing us, then I think the kids are safe.
So do we try to... So if they're currently split up, do we run over to two of them that are trying to stealth on us, just trying to take them two at a time?
Oh, like take out their...
They're not, you know, running in different directions. They're watching you guys, mm-hmm. and they're trying to ambush you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we ain't gonna get a nap. Although, if there's only four, if they only sent, like, a scouting mission, then we may be able to take these out.
Yeah, but that gong done got rung. We are...
When you hit the gong,
when
things
the gongs
go wrong.
Are ringing.
Wrongs are bringing.
Wrongs are bringing.
We either got to...
When the gongs are
we
ringing.
We either got to go at them, or we... Can we run to the castle and get behind the walls?
I don't think that's going to get them to stop.
But then we would at least
be,
like,
fortified,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I think...
Yeah.
We can see where the castle is, right?
You cannot see it right now. You saw it when you were up in the tree.
Okay.
Moonshine has a general idea of where it is because she saw it, but you'll have to do some nature checks to find it.
I think we should just... We're pretty good at killing bullywugs.
Oh, famous last words. Famous, yeah.
That's true.
I don't know. What do you guys think? If there's only four, then I would feel a lot more confident.
Oh, wait, do we all still have the scrolls from the...
The water walking scrolls?
We have the water walking.
Didn't we get like
potions? We have
potions
healing potions.
We all have healing potions.
You have two left.
Yeah.
Okay,
Beverly used one on you.
I think I should maybe
use
a... And
I'm going to keep mine for myself.
Yeah. I feel like maybe I should use a potion. I only have 10 hit points right now.
Okay. Well, you'll have to ask for hard ones.
Hard one, could I have your potion? I really hate to...
It totally makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's yours, little buddy. You're a good boy.
thank you so much.
You're a very
hard
good boy.
One.
Did you
that's
put something in this?
Nice.
Nope,
It tastes different.
I just filled it up with water. I have the healing potion behind my back.
Okay, Merv's rolling. So are
a
we
spear
gonna go...
comes flying out from
he
the trees.
Learn.
Let's head to the castle.
That's a...
No, we have to fight
13
them now.
Oh, okay. To hit Beverly. That does not hit Beverly.
Okay, we're fighting them. We're fighting them.
Yeah,
stop,
I know you're fighting
spears.
Them. It's a surprise round.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, two of them miss.
Okay.
The other two are throwing spears from the other side. One misses, and one hits hard one.
Why?
they're throwing at all of you guys.
Unfair.
Okay, that is four damage.
Quick question before
hard one gets hit with a spear. Okay. Everybody roll initiative.
Great. Again?
Murph, how much does the potion...
Ooh, baby, 21 for me.
2d4 plus 2.
Okay. 7.
What did you get, hard one?
6.
6. Moonshine, you're first.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm going after... I do like a sick swamp roll.
Great.
Getting super muddy.
You get stuck in the mud.
I get super muddy. And I'm just attacking one of them.
Go for it.
With my scimitar, no longer shillelagh though, because
cool.
That only
you guys,
lasts for a
so
minute.
You see them in the bushes. You guys saw them going around, but then stuck around and drank potions and spoke. so they threw spears at you guys. So there's two behind you and two in front of you. So you'll run out after.
I
one
feel
of
like
those.
Only four. We're gonna fucking cut these guys.
I try to drink the potion faster, and everyone's like, "Come on, faster!" And it's like, "I can't. I'm bad at taking big gulps."
Okay,
it's so carbonated.
21, 21 to hit.
That Ooh. Does hit.
Okay, but now it's only...
So
it's 3, but then I add another d6 because I'm in spore mode.
Hell yeah.
Hit him for 6.
Okay.
And then?
And then...
How long are you in symbiotic?
It lasts for an hour.
Oh, dope. Okay, yeah.
And then...
Kiss of death, baby.
For 6 more.
how much damage is that
6.
Total?
So 6. It's 12.
Oh, yeah. You kill this dude.
Nice.
I swing my scimitar around, and it looks like kind of like a stripper dance.
There's still 3 more.
As you're doing that, the other bullywug comes at you, tries to bite you with his big toothy grin. And that is a 12 to hit.
That's also a fucking miss.
Oh, yes. My goodness. And then he's going to swing at you with a spear, and he's certainly going to hit 4 damage.
Okay.
Okay. Well, do you want that, the damage? Do you want to take it?
I think, yeah. I think
okay,
it's
okay,
fair.
Okay, good. She's going
to
take it.
The other two guys are going to descend from the other side, and one is going to go after Bev, and one is going to go after Hard One.
Come at me.
So one swings at Bev and is going to hit the spear for 2. He rolled poorly.
I do a little joke. I say, like, I'll take the tall one.
They're both towering over you.
Yeah,
and he misses with his bite. The other guy is going to take a swing at Hard One.
I love that they bite.
I don't
us.
Think
and he hits.
So. All right.
Hey, yeah,
for 6. And then he tries to bite, and he crits.
These slimy...
What?
Oh, God.
Fuck me.
I hate that these slimy friends lead with their mouth every
6
time they
damage.
Fight.
Are you standing still?
Yeah, yeah. I was at full when I came up. How much is that total?
12.
12? So I'm pretty fucked, but I'm still there.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh,
that
boy.
That is Bev.
All right.
Bev, take him out.
I guess I got no choice. All right. I fight the bullywug.
Great.
20. 15 plus 5.
That's super hits.
Yep.
Nice.
Big ol' hit. And
good
that's going
to
be... What's my sword? D8. That's 7 plus 5. That's going to be 12.
Dope. Finish him.
Ooh, okay. we've sliced them in pretty much every direction. What the heck? I'll mix it up. I do a diagonal.
Great. There we cut him diagonally. Yeah. He feels everything. You know he's going to hell for his sins.
Yeah, I say 45 degrees.
Hard one.
Great. I'm gonna spin around, take a swing at this bullywog that just got me with his spear. Oh, wait, no. Fuck that. First, I'm using my action surge.
There you go.
Nice. Well, you know what? I'm going to say you probably shouldn't do that because you know you can kill these dudes in one hit. So why don't you attack, see if you miss, do an action surge
there
if you,
you
need
go.
To.
We're learning.
Dude, Bumpers. Don't tell me how to do my fucking job.
Whoa.
I am going to do that,
Hard
but only because I thought of it simultaneously as you were saying that. What about great weapon fighting? Do I only get to use that one once too?
If you roll a 1 on your 12,
oh, then I
can. You roll again.
Got it.
Cool. Or a 2.
So you can use it anytime.
Oh, wait, Murph, you owe us 2 lines of dead bullywug dialogue.
Oh, sure.
That is a 5 plus. Oh, wait, yeah, 5 plus 11?
That does not hit.
Fuck.
Blocks
surge.
It with his shield. Now action you can use surge. Action surge.
Action surge.
Yeah.
Dope.
How do I do that?
You just take another attack.
All right. That's a 3, bitch.
Oh, my goodness. This bullywug is just owning Hard One in one-on-one combat.
I just kept
losing,
the snake.
Losing to a frog in a duel
right after
Hard One Shorefoot.
Right after I
Thank God I know. I don't
half.
Know my parents. They would be so disappointed.
I slice mine in half and say, it's easy, Hard One. You try.
Moonshine, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna. Who's in front of me? No one's in front of me,
just
right?
Just one guy. Yeah.
One guy's still in front of me?
Yeah, you killed one. The other guy's still there.
Okay, I'm going after the guy that's there.
Great.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm talking about 19.
That hits.
Oh, that's big DDs.
All right, I lift my scimitar, go after him.
This accent is shifting a little bit.
4 plus 1. 5.
What about spores?
Plus
Can you
what?
Spore this dude?
Plus 6 spores, so 11.
You have just enough to kill this guy.
Okay, wait, can I say how I do
it? Oh, yeah,
you sure can.
Finish him.
I put my finger in my mouth, and then I give him a wet willy full of toxic spores.
Oh, that's
and
very
a mushroom
good.
Grows in his ear canal.
Yeah.
And Ooh. Blows out the other side.
Yeah, bitch.
And he says, no, I loved music.
Oh. Then I say.
Play him a song on your washboard.
I play him a song on my washboard. I play
I
him.
I can't
a,
hear it.
I play him. A,
I wish I could hear it.
I play him the slowest.
Please let me hear it.
The slowest dirge on my washboard.
I like
I want to hear my favorite song one last time, but I can't.
Okay, he's making me feel so guilty that I snap his neck.
Hard One is just like, shut him up!
Please kill him!
So cool. There's only one left.
Yeah,
one left. That is, and it is
and
his
he's
turn.
He's gonna fight Hard
Should
One.
We?
He's gonna try to bite Hard One first.
Of course.
And he misses, and he's gonna try to stab him with a spear.
And he
and
misses.
He misses. He does miss.
Great.
Ooh.
That's Bev.
All right.
This dude off my back, man.
I think that, I'm going to try and convince the party that we should maybe take him hostage. I will contain him. What move would that be?
Grapple?
Yeah, I'll grapple him.
Okay.
Oh
go
my
ahead
God,
and
Bev
do
just nice.
An opposed strength check.
And I would really be trying to kill him, but I have
So is that just going to be a d20 plus my strength?
Yes.
It's going to be a 12 plus 5, 17.
You win. You are holding this bullywug in place.
Okay.
I feel like, because I'm smaller than the bullywug, so I like to think that I like deploy some sort of nerve pinch and then he's on the ground.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, being grappled just means he's in place right now. He's not incapacitated. You have to knock him out. You'd have to get him to 0.
Okay.
Or if, he's grappled right now. Whose turn is it next? It is Hard One's turn. Hard One, if you were to assist him, I'll say that you guys could pin him down.
Okay, cool.
But right
now
you guys are just in a struggle and you're winning.
Okay, cool.
You might.
Hard One, pin him.
Hard One, it's your turn.
I'm going to chop him in half.
Go ahead, attack with advantage. Roll 2d20s and take the higher.
God, this is like in basketball. If I set you up for an alley-oop and you just shot the ball.
I did not roll that high.
I don't want to say this often, but I hope you fail.
Oh, that's a 14?
God damn it.
That, well.
Oh, no, 13.
That's it?
13
Jesus Christ.
Hit.
Well, if he's grappled, he wouldn't have his shield up. So
no,
I'll say that his AC is slightly lower.
No, I think, he's fine. He's still pretty strong. He's going to be okay.
I'd say him losing a grapple would be pretty hard for him to get away. I'll give him a little less AC. I'll say that Hard One hits.
Great.
So do you
it's also it? Funnier if Hard One kills this guy.
Because I've like a dutiful dog, I've like brought this parcel back.
I do only hit him for 6.
Okay.
6 plus what?
No, that was total. I rolled a two, plus four.
You can re-roll a two. You have great weapon fighting.
Learn your skills, hard one.
That's what's up, dude. That's the great weapon skills coming at you. But not the math skills. That's a nine.
A nine. Okay. Uh-huh. You slash this dude up, but he's still alive.
I like that. Now he's super incapacitated.
So the way that would
now
work.
Now it's Moonshine's turn.
Moonshine would like to use, and I don't remember, I don't have this cantrip on me, but in my head, so it's chill touch.
Okay.
In my head, what I'd like to do is turn my hand into an icy hand and hold him by the throat.
Yeah.
So nobody's really down with the hold a hostage plan. Do you want to just knock him out with chill touch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I knock him out.
Okay. So you do non-lethal damage. Go ahead and roll an attack, a spell attack roll. You got a two.
She got a two. All right. So you like warm his cheek slightly.
So the spell fizzles in your hands. You're not able to do it. It is now this dude's turn. Give me a strength check, okay. Beverly, because he's going to try to get
out.
I need
to look up chill touch.
It's going to be a 21.
He rolled a big fat one. That is your turn again, Bev.
I'm holding him. Can I like talk to the other party members now?
Yeah, you can talk to him for a sec.
Okay. I think we should hold him hostage.
I really want to kill him.
Okay, that's right.
You can also let go and just hit him with the butt of your sword and try to knock him out.
Yeah, let's do that.
You can just knock him out.
I'm going to knock him out.
I think we knock him out. Go ahead and do an attack roll. And then you can, you know.
Beverly, give me an attack roll.
Okay.
I'm with you guys, but I'm not, you know.
That's going to be a 15.
That hits.
Cool.
Roll your damage. Or if you're just doing non-lethal damage, your bonus is automatically going to be enough. So he only has a couple HP left. You... Bang, hit him with the back of your sword.
You used the wrong side of your sword.
And the bullywug gets knocked out. He collapses to the ground.
I'm so sorry, Scoutmaster.
Moonshine has tied up her share of hogs, so she just does a real good like rodeo tie of him. Ooh. So he's all tied up.
Cool, he's tied up rodeo style.
I am impressed.
With like all of his feet up.
You hog-tied him.
I hog-tied him.
So he's down on his belly.
Mm-hmm.
His feet are tied up.
Yep.
His hands are tied up.
Whenever he comes to, then we'll have a chat with him.
So, do we make for the castle and try to contain him and question him? Or do we still know what the castle...
Do we want to do that?
Or should we just take a rest?
Yeah, we need a rest.
Do you guys want to carry him somewhere, or do you want to
I think
stay
we need
here?
To carry him and hide somewhere.
Yeah,
there could
go
be
hide.
More.
We
gotta hide.
We have to fucking hide.
Is there a cave nearby?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hard one. Do me a strength check to see if he can carry this dude.
Not a problem. That's a fucking 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh,
that's even more than that because that's my strength
bonus. Yeah, what's your strength bonus? Plus four?
Yeah, that's a 20, baby.
Damn. Hard
even
one.
Even 2 HP. Hard one still got
dude
it.
Dude gets straight hoisted.
Hoist.
Fireman carry.
That's
hoist
right.
The nice. Bullywug over his shoulder.
It's all in the thick legs.
As you guys go deeper into the swamp.
Or maybe you should do like a piggyback.
Cool. I tie him around my waist like a braided belt.
Yeah. Well, he's passed out, so we can't ask him what he'd prefer. I want to mention that I do take out a handkerchief, very fancy silk handkerchief, and I gag his mouth so that he can't scream.
Got it. Nice. Okay.
Oh, that's good. And then
right over his beautiful teeth.
As we're walking, even though I've been leading the charge with myself, I'm actually going to be taking up the rear and mucking up. I'm throwing muck all over everything.
Okay,
cool.
I liked what Emily was saying. Should we maybe see if there's a place to hide out around here, like a cave or
some kind of cave,
a boulder, like some sort of recess?
Gentlemen, I gotta say, I don't think we're getting a nice cozy fire tonight because that's just going to attract attention.
Yeah, no fires at all.
I agree.
No fires. I think we're having a dark hang.
Yep.
Okay, the jambalaya. Go ahead and give me.
We're gonna have to have raw jambalaya.
Give me a nature check. Give me a nature check to see if you're able to find a decent place to sleep or to hide.
So I got 14.
Okay. It's kind of easy to hide in the swamp because there's all these weeping willows and stuff with super low-hanging leaves, but you guys are able to find a mostly dry area, the driest area you could possibly find.
I go for the moistest kind of swamp area I can find.
Are you going to sleep in the wet mud?
Yeah, how else are you going to make a cushion? You never made a mud cushion?
How else
mud
are pillows? Her spores going to grow?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so everybody's just sleeping in the swamp and the wet mud?
I'm gonna go right up just a touch higher.
Okay,
I'm gonna curl up with that bullywug for warmth.
The bullywug. Okay, so you guys,
we're not doing like a full night's sleep. We're just taking a short rest, right?
Well, a short rest, you can just take a break.
I think we should do a full night's sleep.
Do you want to do a full night's sleep?
I'm worried about
this. This guy's tied up.
So this dude has woken up. He's like thrashing.
Yeah. I think that we should question him.
Okay.
And then, can I say something without him hearing it?
Yes.
I think we should question him. Once we get the satisfactory answers, I think we should give him an honorable death.
It's the least we could do.
It's the least we could do. I'll give him a kiss of death.
That's nice. That's a good way to go. Yeah. I will not chop his head off.
Yeah. And
that's very big of you.
And then I think we take a full night's rest. And then I think that I'm hoping that we've disrupted the camp enough that we can go get the youngins.
I'm worried that we won't have enough time. I think that once they give up on looking for us, they'll head right back to the camp and take out their anger on all my friends.
They're not going to give up on looking for us since we killed four of the people they sent after us.
That's true.
About it. If you were planning a big feast to youngins or anything, if you were planning like a big party and someone came and attacked your party and then ran away, you probably would delay the party.
It's true. I am planning my sweet 16 currently, and that is what I would do. All right. So should we wake up the Bullywugs?
He's awake. You guys are kind of hiding under the leaves of this hanging weeping willow.
You found
a mostly dry area. These guys might get sick tonight laying in the wet mud.
Can I use my chill touch cantrip not to try to hurt him, but just to create the skeletal ghastly hand intimidation purposes? Oh, nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Roll an intimidation check.
That's going to be a 15.
Cool. So this dude's already tied up. He's already very scared. And you see he's got the gag in his mouth. He just goes...
And I use my ghastly skeletal hand to say shh on his lips.
Do we take the gag off?
You see he nods.
Yeah,
my ghastly skeletal hand takes the gag out.
Okay.
It's very dexterous.
I think we should probably have you've got the skeletal hand. That's probably going to spook him enough into not screaming.
Yeah. I feel like I can bitch slap him.
Yeah.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
So first question is, when is the ritual sacrifice?
Yeah, what are y'all planning to do with the youngins?
The what?
Come on.
The little green... The guy that looked like this guy?
Everyone that's wearing this very cool, stylish uniform that I'm wearing, they've got a lot of badges, like my, not as many badges as me, but...
Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay. You don't have to shake your cheeks back and forth.
This is how I speak.
It'll be easier to understand you.
This is how I speak. This is how I was born.
You ever heard of face yoga?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll show you a little bit after.
You guys killed so many of my friends.
And how do you get your teeth to look so white?
Yeah, seriously.
You just brush twice a day and you floss every night.
What do you floss with?
Oh, really? So all y'all just like every night, everyone gets...
Just a big leaf.
So great dental hygiene and you kill teenagers?
We don't kill teenagers. We're trading them.
You're what?
Stop.
He just said something.
For slavery.
What?
Training them for what?
Did you say
trading?
Trading.
A D, dumbass.
I killed your fucking parents. I don't know if you're in a position to be throwing around words like that, mister.
I'm sorry. I'm so mad at you guys.
I give him with my skeletal hand just a tiny slap, like a little slap.
He died. I'm scared.
Oh, stop that.
I just do feel like if you stop shaking your head, you'd be able to ask me.
This is how I speak with my big cheeks.
What are you trading the teens for?
I go up to the back of his head and, like, clamp his head in place so he can't shake.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's huge improvement.
We're trading...
Ooh, dulcet tones. Hello.
We're trading the human children...
Oh, my goodness.
...to the kobolds, and they, in turn, are going to give us weapons.
You sound so much smarter when you don't shake your head. Take your hands off the head.
But it's giving us to the kobolds so that we can save.
Okay, hold put it back on, for, back on, back
I'll
on.
Hold it, hold
yes, yes, very well then.
See, when you talk like that, you sound so eloquent.
Honestly, I mean, if you came
in... It feels very unnatural.
But you
so
sound so good,
so they're not
so
killing
yeah.
the kids, they're trading the kids.
Okay, when is the trade happening?
The trade is happening tomorrow morning.
Oh, so
let's take a fucking nap. Let's kill this motherfucker and go to sleep.
What did you just say? Excuse me.
I've
helped you. You've killed many of my friends.
You know what? Your voice is just so it is so beautiful that
Whoa,
I can't
you
help
so much.
Myself. And then I
thank
kiss him and spore him.
No. Oh, please, come on.
He spit the poison spores into his mouth. And he goes, "Et tu, moonshine."
How did he know your name?
Two moonshine.
How did you know my name?
And he collapses.
This is the most
swamp.
Kissing I've ever experienced.
Well, hang around me. You'll experience a lot more. Not firsthand, of course. My kisses
very
are dangerous.
We're going to have a big talk about just this wanton killing. I mean, it's okay in self-defense,
but... It's not. You know, I'm with you, Beverly, because they seem like moral people in some ways.
I feel like any
civilization that has such a good grasp on dental hygiene probably has some level of intelligence. That's all I'm getting at.
I just feel as though they've trained.
Go to sleep, then.
Hard one passes out.
Well, okay. I guess we should carve him up and use his entrails for warmth.
Okay.
I do that.
So you carve up the bullywog. Tauntaun style.
I tauntaun this bullywug for sure.
I prepare as nice of a meal for Pawpaw as I can.
Yeah.
Pawpaw is slightly distrustful.
Do we have any food?
Why? Pawpaw, what's wrong? Why don't you trust Mama?
You see the hairs kind of standing up on his back.
Oh. Is this
Pawpaw, because... what's wrong? Is something amiss?
At the creek.
is something amiss?
Down the old crick.
You see, he mimics going up a tree
and being left there
and being left behind. It's beautiful theater. He uses his little paws. He does charades.
Oh my! Oh, Laura.
He says one. He does the one. He puts up one finger.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay. One word.
Okay, and he does it like three syllables.
Three syllables. Okay. First level.
And he looks sad, like he's been left alone.
Abandoned.
And you see he goes...
Ah.
Okay. Oh, I turned to Bev.
This thing actually is kind of smart.
Pawpaw, I am so sorry. You know what? From now on, you stay in my overall bib.
You see, Pawpaw nods and
then burrows deeper into her breath.
Burrows into your overalls.
Lord knows there's ample room and cushioning in there.
So you guys going to bed for the night?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bedtime.
Okay.
Finally, bedtime.
Beverly screams,
bedtime!
Hooray!
Yes!
Inside bullywog.
Bullywog swarm from every direction.
You know, I actually only need 4 hours of sleep. So
do you want to keep watch?
So
you just need to be in a trance. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep watch.
Do we have any food or anything?
I would assume you guys brought some food with you. I'm not gonna be a stickler. Are you gonna make a jambalaya?
Yeah.
We don't have enough stuff for jambalaya. Not to mention, I don't have any saffron.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
So.
Hard one has an RX bar. He's gonna be fine.
Hard one has enough Cliff bars for everyone.
I could find you some berries, and you know, I'll take first go at them, and if they're safe, you can eat them.
I think I probably brought like the fantasy equivalent of like Ritz bits.
Great,
cool. If anybody wants some Ritz bits
instead of underwear.
Beverly just eating muddy, wet ham.
Ew.
And crackers.
There's plenty of food. Awesome.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to bed. I do. Pull my retainer out of my backpack.
Great.
And put that in. And I nestle up in my impromptu sleeping bag.
Excellent.
It's a dead body.
it's warm.
A dead body.
So you guys...
I enter my trance.
I'm rolling myself up in my traveler cloak.
Ooh. Great. You guys sleep through the night. It was already pretty late at night.
Peacefully.
So the sun comes up. You guys sleep late into the afternoon.
No, we don't.
You have to. They need to get 8 hours of rest.
Okay, yeah.
To get their stuff back.
What do you do?
Well, maybe we should only do half then so that we can go
They won't get their HP back.
Gotta be the full
it's
eight.
It's up to you.
Listen, Emily, doctors worldwide have recommended 8 hours of sleep, even in fantasy
I'm
realm.
I'm just saying, like, well, what will I get? What will we get back if we do a short rest?
You get your spells back after 4 hours. Beverly needs
don't
a full
they get
rest
to roll some hit
back.
Dice.
They
though?
Can roll their hit dice.
I'm concerned that because he said that tomorrow morning is when the trade is happening.
I thought you said like tomorrow. Did you say morning?
He said tomorrow morning.
That's okay. What I'm saying. I think we only have 4 hours.
All right, then we should just do a short rest. I guess.
Short rest.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so do a short rest, but do the 4 hours so you get your spells back.
I get my spells back, mm-hmm. And then what will they get back? They get hit die?
Roll your hit dice for a short rest.
I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm not trying to, like, steamroll this. I think
that's wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids are about to get traded for a whole bunch of weapons, and then the bullywogs are going to be armed with more than spears and teeth.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like you, like, wake us up after 4 hours, and we're both very groggy, but we understand.
And I'm, like, perfectly refreshed. I'm like, good morning. Good morning, sunshine.
So you have two D10s to expend, Beverly, and you have the same thing, Hard One.
Cool.
So you can roll two D10s.
Mm-hmm. Time for numbers.
That's a 9.
It's Kay. Number time.
And a 4.
Okay, cool. That's a 1.
13.
13 back to my 6.
13 back, and you also get your action surge back and your second wind.
I regain 10.
Okay.
So, great. That puts me at full health. Cool.
Cool.
I think if we can get these green teens, if we can destroy the rest of the bullywogs, then I think we can take a full rest.
Yeah, we'll have earned it.
I'm at 19 now, so I'm only 3.
Murph, do I get in anything back? Like, Divine Smite or things like that?
You do not.
Okay,
Divine
cool.
Smite uses a spell slot.
What about Lay on Hands, which is like a once-a-day thing?
That's a once-a-day thing. You'll get that back after a long rest.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
I've got my wits.
Okay, so what's our game plan for sieging?
So have you waited 4 hours to get your spells back?
Yeah, we've waited four hours.
Well, I guess we could have asked the bullywug where they were keeping the teens, but... Well, hindsight.
Hindsight, I guess, right?
totally hindsight. Probably back by the fire. That's where we saw the king. The king's got to be involved in this.
Yeah, we should probably double back
to
the fire.
I think we should just straight up go back there and kill and try to kill all the bullywogs.
Just go straight up.
Unless
murder.
You guys want to do some kind of sneak in to save them.
Let's do a sneak.
I think a sneak would be wise.
So you guys hear a high-pitched scream in the distance.
All right.
The trade is already happening.
Not in the direction of the camp.
Uh-huh.
But more towards the direction that you guys
of the
came
castle.
From. Like halfway between the castle.
Okay.
And the Bullywood camp.
Does it sound like a teen scream?
Give me a perception check.
All right. Yeah, I know these people. I would probably be able to tell. That's old screaming Jeff.
It was so high-pitched. What could it be?
Okay, that's going to be a 12.
Beverly.
Yeah.
That was Erlen.
Erlen! No! We drilled each other on basket weaving. Late into the evening.
Hard one clocks your basket weaving.
Yeah. I think it's Moonshine there. Is definitely like, I got to put that to use.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Erlen.
Basket weaving was clearly your first patch.
We're
it's
in home.
The most faded. It's the most faded by the sun.
We're in homeroom together. We have to go. We have to go towards the scream right now.
Yeah, let's go.
So you guys go towards the scream. Go ahead and give me a nature check to see if you guys can kind of track and find where you're going.
Okay, I got a 14.
Okay, everyone can kind of give me a check. Or maybe survival. Survival might be better.
I got a 2, so okay. I'm blinded.
Beverly's no
I'm
help.
Blinded with rage.
If it's just... survival, I got 14.
Oh, okay. Survival, I would get 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
I'm Moonshine. Beside myself.
You're able to lead these
You're
guys.
You're so worried about Erlen. Yeah. You can't
Erlen.
And you guys start to hear chatter. Mm-hmm. Like there's a big gathering.
Oh, they're meeting with the freaking kobolds.
Yep. So stealth mode.
So
we're stealth mode, by the way.
Are all of you guys going to stealth and see this, or only some of you?
Maybe just I should go.
Yeah.
Since okay. I have...
Moonshine, give me...
And, Beverly is beside himself. He really shouldn't be.
Yeah, I say, Hardwon, you show him some tenderness.
I have to stay with...
Erlen taught me how to do, well, stuff.
There.
Hardwon, open your arms.
Fine.
Give him a big hug.
Not so tight.
Okay, I see you're keeping space between you and him.
Moonshine pushes them together.
Yeah. 12-year-olds at a date.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
Okay,
with
do
advantage
I get
because
advantage?
Because you can use the Mask of the Wild.
Okay, I got 14.
Okay.
I fucking love doing math with my friends.
So you sneak up, Moonshine. You see about 10 kobolds, 5 bullywugs, and the king. Two of them, the leaders, are standing in the middle and communicating. You see the head bullywug is obviously the king guy. He's bigger than the others, and he wears the crown of mismatched jewels and twigs. And then the head kobold is wearing a blood red robe.
How much like Boss Nass does he look like?
The kobold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, do I have any idea of kobolds like and their comparative strength to bullywugs?
They are... a little bit smarter and savvier than bullywugs,
okay.
But not as hardy.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Erlen loves kobolds.
And Moonshine. Wait, how many were there? 5 or?
How many? 10, right?
There are 10 kobolds.
Oh, shit.
5 bullywugs, and then the king bullywug.
Okay.
The bullywugs have with them 3 bags.
Burlap sacks.
Are they like writhing canvas sacks?
They are writhing canvas sacks. Moonshine, you also notice a smaller, about knee-high, crick bullywug with a makeshift leash around his neck, and he's being held in place.
Fucking rude.
Oh my goodness, we would never do that to our crick bullywogs. We let them run naked in the streets.
Just like the children.
Oh wait, that's a very, that brings up a very good
they
question.
They play with fire.
I had a question from earlier. What's the clothing situation on all the bullywogs and kobolds?
The kobolds
are
nude.
Cool.
They're little, they're like little
they
dragon
like
rats that are standing.
So not
five-petal dragon rats. And the bullywugs are wearing what look like potato sacks.
Okay.
Not unlike the burlap sack.
Not unlike, you kind of get the feeling that maybe they made their clothes out of burlap sacks, just sort of cut armholes out and then wore them as dresses.
Can I do some sort of, like, can I look around and see if there's, like, if I can see any kind of, like, vehicle that the kobolds came on?
Oh, smart, yeah.
Yeah, like, give me a perception check.
Okay.
Can I see if it looks like the kobolds are like sensitive
10.
About the fact
you're not near here unless you want to do a
10.
Stealth check.
No, okay.
10. Just,
10?
Calm down, Beverly.
You don't see any vehicles. What you do see though is you see 3 of the bullywugs grab these burlap sacks, writhing burlap sacks, hand them over to the kobolds, who in turn hand them a bunch of crossbows and long swords.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Then you also see 2 of the kobolds have wings. They take off flying, and they start circling as the eight other kobolds drag the burlap sacks.
Harpoon, let me throw a javelin.
Okay, I'm going to stealth back to them.
Okay.
Okay, so the trade just happened. So I think that we should just leave the bullywogs and with their weapons. We've already taken a dent at their army.
Yeah.
We've already destroyed their morale. I think that maybe we should try to get the youngins from
The mission is saving the kids, not killing bullywogs.
Yeah. So that's what
I want to murder every one of those slimy, beautiful toothed.
Right. Okay. Good boy. That's a good boy.
What did you guys do when I was gone? You gave him bloodlust.
I'm the scoutmaster. I'm training him now.
I'm a scoutmaster too.
Everyone has two scoutmasters on.
Papa's like,
yeah, Papa's a scoutmaster.
No. This is just like Pelor predicted. This is just like in the teachings, a dark scoutmaster and a light scoutmaster, and I must choose which path I must take.
Let's go collect those children.
Here's the thing, though. Only hiccup is that there are two kobolds airborne, and I believe they are some kind of spy sort of surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
So they may spot us. So the question is, there are 10 kobolds. Do we just try to stealth up on them? If we don't, we just fight them all?
Just slice through them like paper.
We're just trying to track them, right? We're just trying to track them to where they're bringing the kids.
You won't have to do as difficult of stealth rolls if you're just following them at a safe distance.
I think we are.
Tracking them.
Yeah, let's do
that. Let's just track them.
Hold on, before we do that, how are we going to handle the airborne kobolds?
We're going to stealth.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're in the air. I don't think we can stealth them in the air. But
yes, we can.
You guys can hide under trees?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's do that.
So we're stealthing at a distance.
Yeah. Great.
Just tracking them.
Give me some stealth rolls. You guys would have to pretty colossally fuck up.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
Perfect.
Ooh. Okay. I could have colossally fucked up. I got an 8.
I got a 12.
That's okay. I would say anything above a five is not a colossal fuck up.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Since I got a nat 20, maybe nat 20. My stealth rubs off on you guys.
Yeah. I'm hiding under the spores.
Moonshine is leading the way. She's able to clock
and, like,
the winged
an umbrella,
kobolds.
Like the top of a mushroom comes out like an umbrella that we hide underneath.
So you guys,
I don't need that. I know how to hide.
Hard one. Get under.
You guys follow the kobolds at a safe distance. You're easily able to hide yourself in the thicket of weeping willows, but after tracking them for some time, you push aside a curtain of leaves and you see that you're in a big clearing. And you look ahead and you see the kobolds dragging the sacks into the giant half-sunken keep. So you see
the goddamn castle that we almost went into.
Yeah.
What if we had slept there?
Wow. Malora.
You guys would have died. If you guys had run in there and just gotten shot by arrows as you just walked into the archway.
Just need a place to lay my head.
All right, so we're still pursuing.
So you guys are able to stand at kind of the clearing. You probably can't pursue them.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you
suddenly,
what you guys see.
The kobolds trade all of the green teens to a bunch of orcs.
Trade them to some humans.
Finally,
who are
give
the barbarians.
Back to Scoutmaster Denny for 100 kobolds.
Scoutmaster Denny was the evil one all along.
Oh my god.
Imagine if Scoutmaster Denny was the big bad evil guy of this campaign.
You didn't want me to make it easy on you, did you?
Listen to you fools.
He sounds like
Mickey Mouse right now.
I like it.
By the time you guys run into Scoutmaster Denny again, I'll remember his voice. Okay. So you guys see that the right side of the castle, the southeast guard tower, is sinking. You see that part of the castle has nearly collapsed. Hmm. You see the archway at the center is completely open and rusty chains hang where the drawbridge used to be. It looks like the keep has no ceiling because you can see light and the tops of the distant trees through the archway. It looks like the top floor maybe just fell and became the ground floor for most of the keep, from what you can see here. The only structures that appear to be almost completely intact are the four guard towers at each corner of the keep. So it's like a square. There's the four corners, and each one has a guard tower. The one to your right in front of you, is sunken below the rest of them.
Like, why? You said there's a drawbridge with, like, chains?
Where the drawbridge used to be.
Okay.
It's just like an old decrepit.
It's an old decrepit. Yeah, it's falling apart.
Is there a moat? It's sinking
a little bit. There's not a moat. It's like low water that has damaged the integrity.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And it has started to sink.
We would need to, like, jump or swing across to get in.
You would not need to jump or swing. Well, I guess you don't know. Well, okay. Now you do know because I tipped my hand. You do not need to jump or swing across to get it.
Well, I could use shape water and make us a little ice bridge.
You do see that the guard towers all have little arrow slits for guards to shoot out.
It could be for like passing Pop-Tarts through.
So go ahead. Go ahead, guys, and give me a perception check.
Okay.
It's going to be a 13 for me.
It's 8.
Going to be a 9 for me.
Wow. You guys are not perceptive.
Suck it, hard one.
Oh, shit. I'm 11, not 13.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Moonshine, you see the two winged kobolds come down and settle in that southeast guard tower, the one to the right, the one that's sinking.
Okay.
You see them go into that one, and you see the other kobolds just drag the kids in, and then you lose sight of them. It would be tough for you to be able to see into the other tower to see if there's guys there, but I guess in real high enough. So do I know
if kobolds, like what they eat?
You would assume that they eat meat.
Okay.
Because they're like kind of little dragon guys.
Yeah.
You do know what would be common knowledge is that kobolds do not see very well in the daytime.
Oh, right.
So they would have a little bit of trouble seeing you.
Ah.
So maybe somebody tries to sneak up and see if they get a better look.
Seems like sneak time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like we need
to go easy on the blind rage and rage.
Okay.
I'm
feeling calmer now.
I'm going to sneak up.
Okay, so how are you proceeding? Are you just like fucking crawling through the muck?
Can I burrow a hole? Can I burrow like a mole?
There's low water. You could kind of like swim.
Like a crocodile?
Swim like a crocodile.
Look like a floating mushroom.
Moonshine, roll me a stealth check as you swim like a crocodile.
And I get to roll with advantage because
it's Mask cool?
Of the Wild.
Go for it.
Because you said a cool thing?
Because it's dope.
Wow. Mm-hmm, one was a 1, and the other one was a 7, bringing me to a big old whopping 9.
9?
Okay.
It's huge.
Let's see what these guys
do. Huge roll.
Pretty good.
Is there a higher number? The kobolds are like, hey, there's a wet lady over there. Are you sure? It looks like a crocodile to me.
Okay. Moonshine, you somehow, despite splashing a bit while trying to be a crocodile. Maybe you popped your head up a few too many times trying to be croc-like.
Just be a mushroom.
Yeah.
I think you do manage to make it to the front without them seeing you.
Oh, thank my lord.
So you enter through the archway.
Okay.
You're in the middle. You're in the front of the castle.
Oh, my God.
This
is too much.
You're kind of tiptoeing. You're looking around the corner.
I'm like full Catherine Zeta. Jones.
Full Catherine Zeta.
Like suddenly my overalls look like they're a tight pleather suit.
Right.
Yeah, because they're wet.
So you're basically awesome. Out.
They're just clinging to my
feet. You're at the front of the castle, peeking in up against the wall so the guard towers wouldn't be able to see you easily unless they were turned around looking back at the gate.
Okay.
So you peek around the corner. You see and you can hear kobolds at work.
What kind of numbers are we talking about?
You see about 6 kobolds that are cutting a table up.
Thank God he didn't say burlap sack.
Cutting a burlap sack full of kids.
Just cutting the dead bodies for parts.
So you peek around. You see that clearly this used to be several rooms, but some of the walls have collapsed. It looks like they're mess halls because there are 4 very long wooden banquet tables. These clearly weren't made by kobolds. It was probably with the original keep.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see the kobolds are cutting up one of them.
Oh, they're cutting into, like, the banquet boards. Table.
They're cutting one up.
Oh, okay. So they aren't planning a banquet.
Right. So
so the jamboree is canceled.
There are also barrels.
Very not happening.
There are barrels of like stinking, rotting meat along the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately to your right.
Teen meat?
Not teen meat.
Okay, good.
Well, you could assume not teen meat.
Okay.
Thank God.
You can see to your right, there is murky green water in a doorway, and you can see that the room is clearly flooded. And then to your left, you can see that you can get to the southwest guard tower from this room, and ahead on the other side of the room is a wooden door that you see kobolds opening and walking in and out, and it looks like they're bringing the wood into that other room.
Mm.
Okay.
What the hell are they doing with this
wood? I'm going to stealth back, tell everyone what I saw.
Give me roll me stealth check.
Cool. I'm probably using the wood to make smaller
chairs.
This
time I got an 8.
You got an 8. Mm-hmm. Total?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a whole bunch, no.
As you swim back, crossbow bolts shoot out from the southwest guard tower. You guys see the guard tower to the left start shooting down at old Catherine Zeta here in the mud.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, that was too hot. It attracted attention.
Had to be noticed.
That's a 16 to hit.
That's going to hit.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's 5 damage.
Okay.
And then they're going to the other guy is going to shoot.
Okay.
And he misses. He shoots down into the water. What do you do?
Okay. I just try to run into the forest.
Cool. You run off into the forest.
Bye.
So I run off into the forest. I try to grab you guys' attention.
Do we notice her?
Yeah, you guys see her.
Okay,
she gets back to you guys.
Hey.
You guys do see the...
Is it good news?
You guys see the winged kobolds that were in the southeast guard tower?
Yeah.
Fly up into the air.
I think we might be bad at stealth, y'all.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to hide. We need to find an area that's really, really hidden from aerial surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice you guys are in an area right now where there are a lot of treetops because you're no longer in the clearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we got cover.
We're good.
You have cover right now, so you guys can hide right now.
Murph, with my history check, I have a proficiency in history.
Okay.
Would I know anything about this keep?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a history
check. You want to roll? You want to roll a dice?
Roll it.
Why not?
Dude. Rolling dice is fun.
I want to roll a dice. That's a 9 plus 2. That's an 11.
So you know that... There was a paranoid noble that used his fortune to build this keep out in the swamp.
Does he know anything about what these things might be doing with the chopped up wood? Does he know anything about their
what they would be doing with the chopped up
wood?
Do
I? Yeah, like their rituals.
Well, they're small, so they're probably using them to make smaller tables that they could use.
That's very, very optimistic.
It would depend on if there are any green teen sayings or anything that might help them in this situation.
The only thing I know is that if a kobold's tail is wagon, then a dragon is a dragon.
Cool. I'm nervous. Nonsense.
I think
there are words, but they don't make a sentence.
Sorry, let me try that again. If a kobold's tail is wagon, then nearby there's a dragon.
Okay.
Okay. So
but the dragon's dead.
I gotta be honest.
Maybe.
I have no fucking clue what to do here.
Huh.
Well, they're alerted to our presence. We've got surveillance on us. I don't know what they want to do with the youngins. I don't think we can take on... I gotta take a healing potion or something if we're gonna fight them. Well, no, I won't take it quite yet, but...
Guys, I didn't want to do this, but I think we should call my dad.
How?
Beverly pulls out his cell phone and a level 10 paladin shows up and just kills all of the kobolds and you win.
Sweet.
Oh,
beer.
So just to be clear.
Yeah.
And not to give you guys any hints or anything. All you have done is been right in front of the keep.
Yeah.
You have not moved around the side. You have not done
Let's stay. So if we stay under tree cover. Yeah. So we're like. We try to avoid the flying, what are they called again?
Kobolds, yeah.
The flying kobolds. Make like a perimeter of the castle.
Yeah.
See if there's any like weak points that we might be able to.
So, we'll travel under, with the coverage of the trees, towards the other side of the castle.
We should act.
Okay, do you want to go to the right, like around the sunken side? Or do you want to go to the left?
I think we head towards the sunken side and see if maybe we can
we can
swim
breach
through
the rules there.
Yeah,
breach the walls there too.
We should act like we've ever played a video game and like make sure that we look around all the sides of the stupid castle.
Yeah,
I've never played a video game before, but let's do it.
This is the only dorky thing Jake has ever done,
and it is the most dorky thing I've ever done.
You went 0 to 100. I love it. Yeah,
zero
I guess.
To 20.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay, so we're stealthing neath the cover of the trees around to the sunken side.
So you guys
case the castle.
Stealth.
Case the castle.
Over to the right side.
While we stealth, I whisper stories about, shenanigans that me and Erlen got up to.
None of them are shenanigans.
Mostly jerking off to scrambling machines.
One time, the teacher wasn't going to give us homework, and then Erlen and I perked up and reminded him.
And that night, we both had a wet dream. Please be quiet.
I was in Erlen's. He wasn't in mine.
So you guys sneak over to the east side of the castle. You see that the southeast side of it is mostly sunken in, but you see that the northeast side in the back, you see that there are still two floors, that the walls go up higher.
Got it.
Ah. So is there water on this side? There is.
Yes, there is water.
Can I see if there's like a submerged or partially submerged like window or opening that we could just swim through to get inside?
Would you like to try to swim under and see what you can see?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Great. Okay.
Is that cool with everyone?
Not with me.
Okay, it's going to be, you're going to have to swim like 50 or 60 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Fine.
Great.
Yeah.
So you go under.
It's best believe I've got my swimming patch.
It's murky, so you can't really see that well. I am going to roll for somebody.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, God. Is there like a...
There's another fucking snake.
There's a fucking moat beast.
Hey, Murph, I just real quick before I do any of the cool stuff. I just realized I have lucky and I could reroll on a one, which would have been helpful last episode.
Yep.
You should do that.
Know your skills.
That's not on me.
Yep. I do have a skill called Divine Sense, which I don't think is like a... I don't know. Is that a spell slot skill or can I just use that?
I think that will help you if something is... innately good or evil.
Okay, cool.
I don't think that gives you...
I just didn't know if I was like, if I could smell any evil here.
You're also underwater, so if you take a big, deep sniff...
Yeah,
I instantly drown.
Yeah,
I didn't deserve the swimming patch.
It floats to the surface.
So, Beverly, you start swimming.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay.
Ooh, that's bad.
That's going to be a 4.
Oh,
this is an unlucky episode for the gang.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Bev, without any prior knowledge, I just pull out my javelin and start stabbing in every direction.
Cool. Bev, you're swimming. The water is very murky, so you basically just have to keep going until you see if you hit a wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're swimming.
Sounds like a great plan. I do
this
that.
This is like... gonna be so bad. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Suddenly, you feel the jaws of a crocodile.
What you were pretending to be?
Oh my God!
Oh,
that's why I didn't attack you before.
Yeah, it thought I was a.
That is going to be a.
He's got 18.
16 to hit.
Oh, I have 18.
Snaps at your feet. What are you doing?
I pull out a javelin and wedge it in between his mouth.
Go ahead and make an attack. Roll initiative.
Oh, to try and skewer him like
yeah,
a little
I'm
finger
try and skewer
sandwich
it
for the jambalaya.
Because I'll tell you what, yeah, some fucking gator in that jambalaya. Ooh, daddy.
Ooh, bullywog.
Warm
snake.
The dice up.
13 plus my strength. That's going to be an 18.
No. That's roll initiative.
Oh, initiative.
You're in a fight with a crocodile.
Okay.
13 is your initiative.
So it's just
going to
be 13. Sorry.
Okay.
I got ahead of myself.
You do go first.
Okay.
I will. The way underwater combat works is...
easier.
You get disadvantage on most attack rolls, but javelin does not get a missed attack roll.
I just wanted... I think you get what I want to try and do.
That's just an attack roll. You can't just kill him in one hit.
Well, what I want to... I don't want to kill him. What I want to do is wait for him to open his mouth super wide, and then I'm going to, like, shove the javelin in sideways and
try... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to prepare a reaction.
Yeah, I'm going to toothpick him.
You're going to prepare a reaction to try to... A whole javelin? You're going to try to shove...
It's a halfling javelin.
It's a regular javelin.
I think the DM is saying this is a bad idea.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Emily has played D&D enough with Murph to see that glint in his eye.
Right. I mean, if you want to... try to break the javelin over your knee and try to cartoon style perfectly place it in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
You can try.
I'm not taking any hits. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's try it. Why not?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, so first do a strength check to see if you can break the javelin.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, you're destroying your weapon.
That's going to be a 14.
Okay, so you break the javelin in half.
Nice.
And you're preparing a reaction to try to shove it in his mouth.
Yes.
And try to have it stuck in his mouth.
Yeah, so it like wedges his mouth open.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He probably still has like a tail whip or something like that.
Yeah.
He makes an attack roll.
Okay.
So as he rears up to attack, he opens his mouth. You attempt to shove a javelin in his mouth.
I don't understand why you're having such trouble with this. I just want to wedge his mouth permanently open with a broken javelin.
We've all seen Hook.
Yeah.
Give me...
Opa Peter Pan style.
Give me a DC 20 athletics check.
You hit me with them 20s. All right.
I'm going to hit you with a 20 because it's goddamn ridiculous.
All right, cool. DC 20 athletics check. Let me roll.
I really hope you get it.
Come on, 20.
You gotta re-roll if it hits the floor. You gotta re-roll if
I gotta
hits
re-roll.
The floor.
It hit the floor.
Okay, okay. Well, back up. Don't look at
Jake,
it. It doesn't count. It doesn't count, because if you get a good roll.
I'll tell you guys what he rolled after.
Okay.
Ooh.
Crazily enough, it was also a 12 on the floor.
Ah, okay.
12 plus
that's
what?
Plus 5 is athletics, so 17.
Cool.
You come
go
on.
To, you go to shove it into his mouth.
Yep.
You will do javelin damage.
Okay.
So you can roll damage. That's a successful attack.
All right.
But you can see very quickly that it's not just going to cartoon style stay in his mouth.
What did he
so
have
get,
to roll?
You get, no, he just had to get a 20 with his athletics.
Yeah, yeah. So he just had to get a 20.
I was very nice about that. I should have said just no.
Here's the thing. I like to think that Hard One and Moonshine from the side just like see me doing this. They're like, oh, of course.
No, you're just underwater. These guys have no. You guys might see some like air bubbles coming up.
Right now, Moonshine is like trying to teach Hard One how to huff creek water.
I'm good.
So go ahead, Beth.
That's going to be a 4 plus...
You're going to add 3.
Okay. So that's going to be 7.
7 damage. Okay. Stab this dude in the roof of his mouth, and he takes his attack. That is an 11 to hit, so he's not going to hit.
Right.
Ooh! Cool.
That is back to you.
I am taking this gator's tooth. That's what's happening now.
You're still stabbing him with the thing, or what are you doing?
Well, he's got one javelin wedge in his mouth.
No, he doesn't. It... didn't work.
Oh, yeah, right.
I allowed you to get stabbing, even though I should have just had your javelin break. You're going to die in the swamp.
Okay.
What do you do?
All right. Well, now that I've kind of like gotten a hit on him, maybe I'm going to like retreat and see if my friends can help
you
me kill a
gator.
You
see that he's pretty hurt. He's
okay.
Not some invincible magical crocodile.
He's not like
you're winning this fight right now.
Okay. All right.
You can disengage and start to swim back.
Now
no,
let's
kill him and keep
he's
going.
He's a pretty fast swimmer, though. Faster
just,
than
like,
you.
You hey. Could also just like do a normal fight move.
Let's have fun on the radio. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my sword, or no, I'm going to take the other. I'm going to take my javelin half.
Okay.
How wide is his neck? Could I like grab him from behind?
You can try to grapple him.
I'm going to try and grapple the gator.
Go ahead. You try to wrestle a gator.
Like
Steve Irwin style.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Steve Irwin,
opposed,
for the record, is dead.
Opposed strength checks.
Once again, all of this is happening under the muck, so we can't see anything. You think you're putting on this great show that all of us are going to be like, wow, Beverly.
Yeah, you're like, what do you think he's doing down there?
This should be like the Coliseum badge, like wrestling a gator.
Yeah.
Oh,
wrestling
that's cool.
What did you get?
Greco-Roman. That's an 18 plus my strength.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
He is grappled. You have him, you have him by the neck.
He's grappled.
He wrestled the gator.
All right,
baby.
So I want to try and like steer him up towards the surface.
Let's question him.
Okay.
How easily would I be able to like probably not very easily
You're
steer
gonna,
him?
You can move half your speed up to the surface.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that like all the while trying to choke out this gator.
You go up to the surface.
Uh huh.
Crossbow bolts descend
oh,
on you.
No. Okay, I flip the
you
gator
don't do,
over so
you
he
don't
takes
do shit.
The, right.
You just popped out of the water.
Right. Well, all right, now that I'm out of the water, they can see me, right?
Yes.
Everyone can see me.
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Now I'm going to say the gator...
2 damage on the first one.
Okay. Don't they hit the gator? He's much bigger.
Okay, so this is bad because now we no longer have any cover.
Beverly comes up thrashing with a gator and is just getting fired on.
Yo, actually, this is good for us because now he's created a diversion.
This is quite a diversion.
We could, what if we keep on going around and see if we can.
Yeah, y'all should hit.
Beverly might die. Uh-huh.
That's fine.
And you get hit for another 7.
All right, 7 total?
7 total.
Okay, cool.
You get hit by some other crossbow bolts. Okay, so you are emerged in this water, thrashing, wrestling this gator,
uh-huh,
and getting shot at by these kobolds.
I scream, second floor, go now!
What do? You guys can see him.
What's your HP at?
It's a 15.
15. None of these crossbows accidentally kill the gator?
No.
Not one hits the gator? It's a pretty big target.
Holy shit, you are just thrashing out in the open. I don't know how you guys haven't died 7 times already.
Yeah, this has been a very botched maneuver.
I'm not being unfair.
You could have killed him
under the water. You were in a one-on-one fight.
Okay.
You decided to bring him up. You are now wrestling a gator in front of the whole castle.
Yep.
That is what's happening.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
I think that you need to retreat.
Okay.
I think that we don't have an opportunity here. I think that all we've done is
blown our
cover.
Can I throw an axe at the gator?
You sure can.
All right.
That's a move.
I'll throw an axe at the gator.
All right.
To free
Everybody
from his
roll initiative.
Oh boy.
18.
Okay, I got a 5. Nope.
Yeah, boy,
I
got a 3.
I just want to say, right before you broke the surface with the gator, I'd like to have said, I think he's going to get in.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay.
Okay. So, well, Beverly's already in the order because he was already in the fight. Moonshine, what did you get?
4.
Okay. So it will be, so the croc goes now.
Ooh.
He's going to try to give me a post strength check. Let's see if he can get out of the grapple.
Oh, cool.
I got to be honest, little kid. I think that you might have just sealed the fate of your friends.
Huh. All right. That's 12.
Cool. He breaks loose.
Oh, nice.
Of Beverly, and he swims back down into the water. Actually, you'll get an opportunity attack on him if he tries to swim away.
Okay.
So he tries to swim away. Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll
hit
attack him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Roll an attack.
Oh, that's a 1, but I got lucky, so I get to reroll.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
And that's a 2.
That's a 12. That's a 17.
That does hit.
All right, cool.
Ooh, okay, kill him. Oh, my God.
I kill him.
Roll your damage.
Okay. I'm going to use my sword this time, like a big boy.
No, you can't use your... You're, like, wrestling. You have your spear out.
Okay, cool. That's a 6 plus 3.
Plus 3.
Yeah.
9.
Cool. You stab him in the gut.
Yeah.
And he fucking dies.
Yay.
Way to go.
Guys, he's dead.
And you got the whole castle flying crossbows at you.
Yeah.
Cool. So the croc is dead.
Yeah.
You guys can act. There's not really anything you can do. There's just these guys up in the guard towers. Beverly, you can kind of just swim down and get back out. But the, you know, the castle was kind of already alerted to you guys. But now they know you're sneaking around the outside.
I don't even know what we should do here.
Can we really retreat?
I mean, we could lead them into the woods and like just kind of pick them off as they come in.
I don't think you can pick people off as they come into the woods. The woods are pretty big. There's not really a way to bottleneck in the woods.
I'm just saying, like, we kind of... you got Mask of the Wild.
So what do we even fucking do here? I don't even know.
Okay.
Is there not time to case the rest of the castle?
They know that we're sneaking.
Don't
they not see us? They only see Beverly.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. They've seen Beverly and Moonshine so far.
They're
up to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we're not going to be.
All right, we're
going to
try and case
out
the rest of the castle.
Okay.
So I'm in the water still.
Yes.
Can I like continue doing what I was trying to do and dive down and like try and find so that maybe they think that I drowned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Draw their attention.
Yeah. Because I did get shot with a crossbow. I think I could maybe successfully make it seem like I died. I was also underwater with a gator. Maybe I'm just
interesting.
Sinking.
Okay. Uh-huh. So do you want to give me a performance check
or
a deception check?
Right,
it's up to you. And tell me how you're going to play dead because you've just killed the gator, but are you going to come up with the gator's mouth around you? Like, what are you doing?
Nice.
You have a gator body.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you're doing and roll a performance check.
Okay.
Or whatever's your better skill. I'll let you do deception or performance.
I have a +6 in performance.
There you go.
Your boy Beverly's a good boy.
Just so you guys know, Moonshine and Hard One, you guys will kind of have to do checks to see if you realize he's kidding.
Oh, God.
Although you might know that he was smart enough to do that.
I'm so glad that Beverly's sophomore year theater performance training is coming into play.
Okay, Beverly.
As background.
See if you can fake out these kobolds.
It's a 13 plus 6.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Can I describe it?
You can. Let me see if these kobolds are going
to
get tricked or not.
Okay.
They're at disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. I guess they are smart, but...
No, they're not. I thought they were dumb.
No,
they can't
they're...
see in the light.
Oh.
They can't see very well in the light. Okay. Beverly.
And they're naked.
Beverly, tell me what you do.
All right, so what I do is I grab the gator and I start kicking towards the surface. Then at the last minute before I break the surface, I dive into the gator's mouth so that my legs are kicking in the air. And then I let it slowly sink down. And I use the last bit of oxygen in the gator's mouth and propel myself forward.
That's the kiss of life.
Yeah. Towards a submerged window in the castle keep.
Beautiful. Would you guys...
Turning it around!
He rolled a 19. Uh-huh. You guys, I'll say, since you guys, since you guys know Beverly,
yeah.
I will give you advantage on these rolls, but roll perception checks.
No way.
To get a 19 or higher to see if you realize that he's...
I did not.
They absolutely think I'm dead.
All right.
A 13.
Okay.
Moonshine.
Hard one in Moonshine. You guys just saw your buddy get eaten by a crab.
Moonshine Baywatch style runs and dives in.
Oh, no. Moonshine dives in Baywatch style. And with that, we will end this week's
Jesus
session.
Jesus fucking Christ. We fucked ourselves so much this episode.
This has been insane.
This has been a truly cursed episode.
Also, Beverly, you so easily killed that crocodile once you were just fighting it, but you fucking came up wrestling a croc.
I wanted a
wrestling
pet.
Wrestling a croc in front of guard towers.
I wanted a pet.
It was a fascinating move.
I did forget about the flying
the castle.
One thing
you guys did learn is that there were, in fact, kobolds in that other guard tower.
Hey,
that's good.
Believe it or not.
So we didn't fuck up that bad because there was an episode where we didn't go
to the You guard live and you learn.
Yeah.
I just like that there is a permanent record of how much of an idiot I am publicly available for all to enjoy.
Guys, thanks for listening. Please leave us some reviews.
Yeah.
Leave us some reviews on the podcast.
Uh-huh. Please.
If you guys give us 5 stars, what are we going to do? We'll give you guys shout outs at the end of the episode every week. We'll have the characters give shout outs to people. Say in your review who you want to get a shout out from, whether it be Hard One Shorefoot, Moonshine Sybin, Beverly Toe Gold, or maybe one of the NPCs.
Or, of course, Papa.
Or Papa. Yeah.
Papa can do it. Guys, please follow us on Twitter at Jake Hurwitz, at eaxford, at Caldy, and me at CH Murph. Also, Emily and I have a book out. It's called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact.
Straight up.
Check it out on Amazon or in bookstores. Satirical relationship advice book. Listen to If I Were You with Jake and Amir.
Please.
Watch Drawfee on youtube.com/Drawfee. Listen to 8-Bit Book Club with me, Emily, and Caldwell.
Tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD.
NADPOD, baby.
N-A-D-D-P-O-D.
Mm-hmm. N-A-D-D-P-O-D. We are
the youth of the nation. We are.
We can't end every episode like this.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Now we're going to do our shout-outs, starting with the people who requested Scoutmaster Denny. So here he is. Emanator3XF, Zach's Awesome, and Mid of the Vid, I would like to congratulate you on earning your podcast listening badge. Congratulations, Green Teens! And then I also want to give a shout-out to Day Steve, who requested a shout-out from one of the slain bullywugs. So here he is.
Help me, Day Steve! I'm in hell!
We're going to catch up with Moonshine, Beverly, and Hard One now. Please, guys, rate the podcast, give us 5 stars, and request who you want a shout-out from, and we will oblige at the end of every episode. Thanks again.
Hard One Surefoot would like to thank Cole Elf. You are one cool elf. A loyal companion and a true hero. Warm your elven ears by my hearth anytime. T-Chung 3, ever a comrade to Hard One Surefoot. A friendship forged in the deep. Eric Rossing, you have my great axe, and my throwing axes, and my pickaxe, and my calves. Sammy B. Bra, I consider you my brethren. Born to no one but the mountain, together we scale, and together we dig. Spaceball luggage combo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your honor knows no bounds. Thick as thieves are we, and thick as my quads is our bond. Robert, cut off my penis, fatty, fatty, gnar, gnar, smoke a bowl full of sour cream, veggie burrito, penis. You are a villain and a traitor. Henceforth, I shall give you the cruelest nickname. Bobby.
An excerpt from the diary of Beverly Togold, five-leaf green teen, and acolyte of Pelor. Dear diary, today I failed to perform a basic bullywug mating call and deeply disappointed my two scoutmasters. How can I ever hope to become a green knight and stand in the light of Pelor alongside such legendary green teens like Jinxram and Raz, Kitchen and G, and Anacopolis 1 if I can't complete such a basic task? Even a one-leaf green teen like Corey DWV, Lara Ono Lennon, Skytrek, or Ace Beth could arouse a frogman in their sleep. What's wrong with me? Maybe I need to brush up on the basics. When I return home, I'll ask my fellow five-leaths, Itzquant Xarzith, Zippy Wow So Great, Red Trush, and Megan Spell to help me study. I'll have bullywugs flashing their pearly whites in no time. Farewell for now, Beverly. P.S. Mom, do not read this.
Hey y'all, greetings from the creek where the skeeters are fat and the water has the consistency soup. I wanted to shout out James Daw, T. Bardsy, Rob Jankovic, and Twilighter. Y'all threw the swampiest shindig I ever dirtied my pigtails at. And Bohara 45, OCM 244, Adam B, and Anderson 21, y'all four can cook a tuna pup so nice they'd be jumping out the creek and into your pan. Hey, Papa! Get! Oh, I see. Papa's trying to tell me that he would also like to send his best.
Hey, everybody, it's Murph again. I'm going to do a big list of everybody who rated the show but didn't request a specific shout-out. Guys, this is the last week I'm going to do this because there are so many names, so in the future, if you want a shout-out, please rate the show and say which character you want a shout-out from. Okay, without further ado, the master list. Shout-out to Kira Sveta, Swerdy5, Trey from Portland, Amatron, Koopar, DSL Doug77, Hunter Hunt and You, Jay Brio, Barbas Co., I Want a New Sound for Free, Inspired and Entertained, Karaz411, Tired DM, Allstars, Dr. Moose, Max Capavito, Jesus H. Dix, Vanilla Twisters, Parker Austin, Raramir, Potshot42, Haley Champion, The Brooks, Waiting for My Flight, Wimier21, Lolo Milano, Golden God, EA 2001616, Fiery Fists, Joseph Griffin 3713, Jack Attack, J Van Auken, Goodness Gracious, MZag1, WFD Monson, Raphael Yo, Shay the Druid, and Zack Attack. Thanks again, guys. We'll catch you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.